Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Oh, it is one of our favorite times of the week. We play Kiss the Baby with the goal of creating a perfect playoff field, eliminating a new team each week. Our caller is going to be Dan in North Wildwood. He'll be up third today. Hugh Douglas, you get to be up first. Of course, the rule in this and the catch is you have to eliminate teams before they're actually eliminated. We're getting kind of close. I would say in the next 3 weeks or so, one of these terrible teams will be eliminated. Hugh, you are up first today. Which gives you the pick of the litter. Which team are you eliminating today from postseason contention?
Oh, the Cowboys. That was easy.
It's a good one. All
right,
Dallas
really won
out.
Last night. Cowboys out for me.
Cowboys out. All right, that puts me
so
up.
Hold on.
Yep.
Are you ready to say the division's over then?
Has Hugh eliminated everyone in the
he's
NFC?
He's eliminated the Commanders.
Hugh?
I haven't eliminated the Giants. No, I did the Cowboys.
Probably should do that soon. I mean, the Giants are terrible.
You shouldn't have told him.
No, I was waiting. I just said the Cowboys because, since we're here, since y'all,
Yeah.
I watched that game last night, and I kept it to myself, but since we're here, I was like, damn, could this be a trap game?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, this has trappy feel
and
on
who
Sunday.
Who was it? I saw the other night from ESPN. He said, if you squint really, really hard. Was it Chris Kent? Not Chris Kent.
That's what you said this morning when you brought this up.
Yeah, he said, if you squint really, really hard, the Cowboys. He said the Cowboys and the Eagles are similar.
I don't see that
no.
at all.
I don't see that either.
Yeah,
but
no,
I was surprised he said it. I know Chris.
I do think this is a trappy game feel to it this Sunday.
I do too. But
I was thinking that because they're trying to ride an emotional high.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I'm like, damn, could this be a trap game? Can't be.
You know me, though, man. Friday rolls around.
Yeah, by Friday, you'll be
blow him
out. Yeah, kill him. All right, so Hugh takes out the Cowboys. That puts me up next. I am going to eliminate the Cincinnati Bengals, who are at 3-7. That defense is just maybe the worst in NFL history. They are done. They will not make the playoffs in the AFC this year, even if Burrow comes back. So I'll take out Cincinnati. That puts Dan in North Wildwood up on behalf of the callers. Dan, what's up, man?
Good. How are you?
Good, Dan. So you know who your guys have eliminated already, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think I remember.
All right, Kyle, why don't you roll through who the callers already have eliminated?
So callers have eliminated the Saints, the Jags, Titans, Vikings, Seahawks, Jets, Commanders, Dolphins, Browns, and Giants. Really just one, I think, like obvious blemish.
Seattle's going to get them. Yeah. All right, Dan, what do you got? Who are you taking out
the
for
Niners.
The callers? The 49ers. Interesting one.
That
All
is
right.
a good one. Okay.
They are in the playoffs right now. We'll see if they stay in it. Dan, good job. You're entered for to win at the end of the season.
A good team in the NFC is going to have to miss.
I think there's
And I could see it being the Niners.
It could be a 10-win someone, right? No, it also could be the Packers tie could either put them in or knock them out, depending on how they play down the stretch. All right, Kyle, you are up. Who are you knocking out today?
This team might I haven't looked at the elimination scenarios, but this team could get eliminated next week for all I know. And I have not eliminated them yet. Snuck up on me, the Titans.
Oh, they're about to get eliminated. Yeah. I mean, they have one victory.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
They might be the first team eliminated.
They will be, yeah.
And look, pretty late, but better late than never.
Good job. You got them out. Yeah, I think the Seahawks are going to hurt the callers team. Hugh is still riding high with the Kansas City Chiefs.
I have vision.
Yeah, it's not. No.
We're going to lose this weekend.
3.5-point favorites in the game.
No, it don't matter.
Okay. But that usually matters. How often do you think they lose as 3.5-point favorites at home with Mahomes? I don't know.
Yeah, this is the one that never mind. I'm going to say that because you know how.
You saving your guest to take for Friday? He's workshopped it on a Tuesday.
Joe.
Work's done.
Joe.
Well, God forbid we spring it on him Friday and he doesn't know what to do.
Hey, listen, that is hard to do because all my takes are like predictions.
Yes, they are. All right, a Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. I haven't checked the poll today. How is everyone handling the poll? Are you frustrated with Jalen Hurts? How's that one going, Kyle? Is people handling the question well?
How do you think it's going?
I think people are writing their feelings about it. It happens. No at 59%. Yes at 41%.
Not as bad as I initially expected.
No, actually, yeah. I mean, I 59%. No, 41%, though, frustrated with the quarterback is an interesting number.
We came in today and Twitter was down. Mm-hmm. And I had a feeling what we'd be doing today. And I was like, it might be good that maybe they need a break.
Maybe they do. All right, before we go back to the phones, listen, we have some concern or frustration with the offense. It always could be worse. I think it's good to once in a while to remember it could be worse. We could be having the conversation they're having in Cleveland where they had to go from Dylan Gabriel to Shedeur Sanders. Ken Carmen, the morning show host there, we've played some of their clips before because they make us laugh. This is truly a fan base and a man that is broken. Here is that discussion they were having after Shedeur came in on Sunday.
So now I have to hold you accountable for the things you already did. The problem is when you've done things that are nonsensical, it doesn't even make sense to hold you accountable. That's my issue.
Ken's getting worked up.
See what's going on here?
Yeah, I called it out in training camp, Ken. Thanks for finally getting on the program. We called this all out like 18 weeks ago. It's ridiculous.
I have to look.
The whole thing was ridiculous.
We're all yelling at each other for a football team that doesn't know what the hell it's doing. We're all getting mad at each other and sending each other nasty tweets and nasty messages and nasty emails and sending nasty calls and text messages and cussing each other out for a team that doesn't know what it's doing. They don't know what they're doing. I don't know if they ever knew what they were doing. So the only way we're ever going to fix this is if they luck into it. Which I pray to God that there will be luck. That's the only way this is getting fixed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
He's a broken man, it sounds like.
No, you know what's funny? Because I had some friends of mine call me this morning because they know I do, you know, from Ohio. They know I do sports radio. And they asked me what's going on with the Browns and what do I think's going on. I was like, hell, I'm not in Cleveland. I don't know what the hell y'all got going on.
They're the Browns. It's not hard to deduce, though. They stink.
Yeah.
But here's my thing. You knew going into this season that you were going to be dysfunctional. Hell, you should have knew that when they drafted a quarterback and then turned around and drafted another quarterback. You should have knew that they'd had no clue.
And the odds are neither can play at a high
and
level.
And they brought you back crazy. Hold up. Let me finish. You had Myles Garrett who wanted out. You threw a ton of money at him. He came back, right? You had Joe Flacco who if you would have gave him a chance, probably would have been decent, and you could have slow played at least one of these young quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Somebody dangled a carrot or a shiny thing in front of your face. You traded him away. And – now you're asking what's wrong with the Cleveland Browns? I ain't watched I watched how many games I've seen? None. I've watched maybe a few, not wire to wire. But that's the problem. Well, they don't know what they want to do.
Well, they suck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything they do is wrong.
In fairness, I will say this. You draft two quarterbacks in one draft, you got to expect to come out of the season with a glimmer of hope.
And they have none.
That's what I'm saying. You don't know what you're doing. Like, you got rid of the starter. You trade him away. You threw the young cat in there, and then he gets a concussion. Shedeur is in there. He looks lost. And you know, to be fair, you know, most quarterbacks don't take first-team reps.
Right.
You know, that's not an excuse, though. It's not an excuse.
Well,
you got to be ready to play.
I think it is good to realize we have rich people problems here. They're 8-2, and we're talking about, oh, you're frustrated with Hurts because they don't look better on offense.
Yeah.
That's bad. I mean, that's –
Yeah, he.
Well, bro, he's right. They have no idea what to
do. You that angst and told you this was probably going to be – you was probably going to be right where you
I
are.
I think he knew deep
at the
down,
beginning of the season.
It's got to be tough to sit through that. I mean, it's bad.
I was worried about him listening to
that. Oh, I know.
I'm like he about to – like he's like bust.
Burst a blood vessel or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so good. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Al P. in North Philly. Al P. Al P. LP. All right,
he went too moment too big for him.
I guess it was. Let's go to Gary in Doylestown, who's up on WIP. Gary?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Gary, what's up?
Hey, so I think I'm just frustrated overall with everything, with Jalen, with AJ, with the offense not being able to move the ball, with not scoring, the drama between those two. And now, like, it seems like every week something's coming out. Now it's the coaching staff. Like, it's just frustrating over the whole thing.
I'm with you. And it seems so ridiculous considering the success they have, right? They won the Super Bowl. They're 8-2. They could be the number one seed and go back. And it just feels like they're frustrated within their own building. And you're right about the three and outs. I mean, they're hard to watch on offense. They're having three and out rate is as bad as anybody in years.
And I know I sound like an idiot because they're 8-2. I keep telling myself that. But I think you just said it, rich people problems.
It is. And I think part of it, Gary, is we just have such high expectations for them.
But the standard is set.
Yeah, and I think they have that for themselves.
And the bar has been raised.
The standard is set, especially because of last year.
Yes.
And the bar has been raised.
Right, exactly.
And the goal is to do it again. And we know it's got to be at least got to be a little bit better on offense. All right, Gary, what do you got for us? Something you have a love-hate relationship with.
All right. I love getting that paycheck, but I hate seeing those taxes.
That's a good one. Money and taxes, paycheck and taxes. Gary, good one. Hugh, I like that answer.
Yeah, that's not a bad one.
I mean, no one likes to pay the taxes, give away the money.
No, we like that bread.
Though. Yeah, what are you going to do, though? All right, Al P in North Philly's back up.
Are you? What's going on, gentlemen?
What's going on, my man? How you doing?
Hey, LP.
I'm good, man. All right, I'm going to keep this quick because I'm on my way to work and I almost missed my time.
Oh, no.
So real quick, man, everybody's frustrated with the Eagles offense, man. Everybody's frustrated with it. However, I'd rather have this problem than the problem they got in Cleveland.
Well, you know,
all day.
Those are real problems.
Yeah, man, we're winning games. I feel like we're going to turn it around offensively. I think the defense is football is the ultimate team game, right?
That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, well, we need the defense to hold us down for a minute. Let us do it. You know, we still got a lot of football to play. We got the playoffs going to come up. We're going to be ready to go. I'm ready for the Super Bowl ride. I've been an Eagles fan since we was, I ain't going to say trash, but we wasn't doing too good, man. Right. You know, I remember crying with my dad, God rest his soul, but now, we got a good team. We got a couple issues. I just think we need to, just be a little patient, and I think we'll be fine, man. We'll be fine.
Well, they're gonna be in the big games, and they just have to find their right rhythm by the time we get to January. Al, what do you got for us? A love hate relationship you have with something?
I mean, it's easy for me. Work, man. I love getting the check, but I hate the ride. I'm on my way to the Poconos right now.
Well, Al, have a good night at work, man. We appreciate it. Work,
they
love,
got some
hate.
Wineries up in the Poconos I went to, man.
Yeah,
nice little town. Got banged up.
Was that when you had the cup?
Yeah.
Is that when you brought your Bucky's cup, or is that somewhere different?
That was in Ohio. I was in the Poconos when I went up there, hung out.
Reds or whites? What are you having?
It was like a little blush?
Yeah, a blush guy.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought you were a blush guy.
But no, because they send you, they give you that wine cart.
Yeah.
I've got the Mountain Valley Vineyard.
I've been there, yeah.
Nice. I need it. As a matter of fact, if I wanted to, they could send me a case. That's a lot of wine, though.
Yeah, I mean, it lasts for a while, though.
Yeah, it won't. It won't.
But I'm saying it could.
I need to get a refrigerator just for the wine.
A cellar. You should get a wine cellar. That's what fancy
wine
people do.
Wine refrigerator.
All right, call it a fridge. Aaron in San Diego's up. What's up, Aaron?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
What's up, man?
Where's the energy, Aaron? What's going on?
I'm not feeling great today, and, I was kind of... didn't know if I was going to call or not. And then I turn on YouTube, and of course, the the titling is, do you blame this all on Jalen Hurts? And it doesn't exactly say that, but that's what you guys are implying.
Oh, so wait, hold on. So you saw the title that said not, like the opposite, not what you said it was.
Hey, so you just made that up. Real quick, let me get my, so I've got a love-hate relationship. And Joe and Hugh, my love-hate relationship is my relationship with Kyle Quinn. We love to hate each other, no, so that, yeah, that's just fine. But as far as the topic today, you know, I was listening to the afternoon show yesterday, and McNabb said something pretty interesting. And, you know, I know we want to look at the quarterback, and the quarterback is the most important position. But, you know, the other individual that has been here for the whole time is one Nick Sirianni. And I think McNabb was alluding to the fact that, you know, Sirianni's his offensive game plan is almost like a tush-push game plan. It's not to throw the ball all over the field, you know, march down the field. It is like little increments. Run the ball, you know, get into third and three situations, get into fourth and one situations, you know, where it's a conservative, you know, ball control, clock management type of offense. And, you know, it's not appeasing to look at, but, you know, in terms of the, you know, ultimate goal of winning games, it's successful.
I agree with some of that. Yeah, I do think this comes from Sirianni. And Aaron, part of it is he's just not a scheme guy, right? Like, he's not Kyle Shanahan or Sean McVay. Or, like, he doesn't bring anything to the table from that perspective. So this is the way he thinks is the best way to win with this roster. And, I mean, for the last 2 years, he's right. It has been.
And I'm going to say something, and I love Jalen, but do I think Jalen has a small part in what's going on with this offense right now? Absolutely,
a small part.
This is growth for Aaron.
Let's look at it though.
But no, before you go on, and I'll let you finish. I love this though. This is my favorite thing. When they win the Super Bowl, he's the reason. Yes. When they struggle, he's a small part of it. I love it. This is the way we speak.
I talked about this the other day. What is the second most important position on that offense for the Eagles?
Offensive line,
the center position.
Sure. Okay.
And we had Jason Kelce, who was a game general just as much as Jalen Hurts was. And then Juergens came in and he took over and he played the role just like Kelce did. The fact that he is not in there, it is an important cog in that engine that it's causing it not to run right, man. And it is, you know, listen, you've got the head coach, you've got the offensive coordinator, you've got the offensive line, you've got the skilled positions, you've got the quarterback position. All of those positions, they are working as islands right now. And until they come together and work as a team, we're not going to see what we want to see. And that's the bottom line.
I agree. So I agree with some of
that. Joe, now remember after they won the Super Bowl, everyone was praising Jalen Hurts and then Cam Juergens after they won the Super Bowl. That's how it went. Yep, okay.
Kyle, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about? The center position is not the second most important on the offense.
You can't blame it on the quarterback. Yeah. For the Eagles, it is because
you're talking out of both sides of your mouth.
Their main source of production is their running game, not their passing game.
Also, if they can't run the ball.
Listen to me.
No,
you want to bag on Jalen Hurts?
Oh, wow.
You know, over and over and over again, and every time the guy is put on center stage, he performs. When he's asked to do it, he does it. So stop using him as a scapegoat.
He's the quarterback. He makes the most money.
Body yelling.
I thought he was the Super Bowl MVP. He put the team on his back in the Super Bowl.
And now when they scored 10 points and 16 points, he's just a small part.
Of course. Also, if the center is the second most important engine of the whole thing, then how come the head coach ran a tush push when the center was hurt the other night on 4th-and-1? Can anyone answer me that? Or is it about the process I got to hear about from Nick Sirianni? You know what has become so clear the last few days?
What's that?
Like, no one wants to accept that the reality that Hurts has been the same the whole time. When everything is right around him, he is very capable of playing up and winning. He's played with talent at Alabama, Oklahoma, and the Eagles. But when things start crumbling around Jalen Hurts, which they are, let's be real. I don't think the receiver runs the way he used to, A.J. Brown. The offensive line has been horrendous compared to its old self. The running game has not been there. They can't move the football. Like, doesn't that tell you the truth about Jalen Hurts more than anything? he's probably the 12th best quarterback in pro football. When everything is right, he can look like the second best quarterback or first on any given day. But also, if things start breaking down around him, he can't elevate anything here. I mean, that I just think the truth has been there the whole time, and we've spent years pretending it's not true.
There's a lot. I hear you. I hear you. But there's a lot of intangibles in this. It's like it's the perfect storm. And I feel like the reason why he's getting so much of this ire is because he refuses on some level to adjust to what's going on around him. You know how sometimes, like, you're in a situation where you're used to doing things your way because it works for you, but it doesn't work for everybody else?
Yes.
And I feel like he doesn't see that. And this goes back to the story that I told Trot, hey, man, you got to play the run better. Nah, it's your job. And he was like, hey, you have if you do this, then we can do this better. You know what I mean? So that's what it is.
Yeah.
I think people get mad because when they hear it, it's like you're trying to blame Jalen. No, I look at it more like this. You know how good Jalen is or how good he could be if he adjusts just a little bit, gives a little bit. Like, this is not – I think that part of this – because let's be honest. You're right. The main thing is the main thing, winning football games. And for whatever reason, he does that. But it's almost like I'm thinking about it now, harder, not smarter. I mean, smarter, not harder. And that's what it probably is more than anything, because you're 8-2, and you've heard everybody say to a man, we could be better. They've been saying that all season long. So maybe they're looking at Jalen to try to adjust just a little bit to help make this offense run better. He's refusing to do it.
And then that feels like it might be where the frustration is coming from. I mean, that feels like where they're...
I mean, because a lot of times I feel like when people... Because we're all coming from the angle, or most people think that we're attacking it from an angle of we're mad at Jalen, or it's, you know, it was Frank frustrated, or it's,
well, that's the word
it's his fault.
Yeah. Gun used within the team.
It's his fault. But when you talk about the potential that this team has, and they don't want to mess that up, no, flawless victory. You have to be better. You have to be better, and you should be scoring more points. So I think that's where it's coming from. Not so much that Jalen's a bad person or yada, 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 but maybe he needs to adjust a little bit. And this is a cry for people in the building that he doesn't see it, that maybe, you know, if you take it to the outside, they'll see.
Maybe. Oh, let's go to Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good
afternoon.
Check the time, Andy. So I don't want to upset Kyle, you know?
Yeah. I always went with you. I thought it was morning, too. What do you got, Andy? What are you thinking?
It's funny. So I've been doing some long thinking.
Long thinking. That fits in with you.
Sometimes we have to do that. I'm going to go home and long think when I'm giving me some of this bourbon, because y'all didn't want me out today.
So it's a reckless speculation on my part now. So it's funny. I was wondering yesterday when I first heard this if people are going to start, like, understanding A.J. Brown a little bit more now, or giving him a pass and saying, okay, this is maybe he was right. And then I started thinking, well, maybe he's the leak. Because, you know, Jeff Lurie went to him and said, you know, enough with the social media. So maybe he just
went to D-Gun.
D-Gun.
He went straight to the source.
This is what's happening.
Well, yeah, I mean, it would be a way around that, right? Like, no posts on social media. But if I tell someone what I'm feeling and they put it out there, it's out there.
Let's get right out there.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's and then talking about the frustration with the offense and Jalen Hurts, you, of course, like, I had an analogy for you that what makes me think of is if you have a good friend who, you know, you ride with a lot in a car.
Mm-hmm.
He gets that Lamborghini Hurricane you were talking about.
Yeah.
And always goes 5 miles an hour under the speed limit. That's how I feel. What we have that Lamborghini with our offense, and Hurts is driving at 5 miles an hour.
Yeah, you're like, what are you doing?
He always gets you there.
Crank that thing up. Yeah.
That's a pretty good analogy. Like, yeah, like, we're not crashing, but we could get there faster.
But you want to feel the horsepower. You want to feel, you know
exactly
what I mean? You want to know. Like that, like you said, Joe, that's a $250,000 car.
Yeah.
You know what it feels like to have a Mustang with the pulleys changed and the K&N air filter. Yeah.
He's driving it like my minivan.
Yeah,
I mean,
you
like,
know,
no,
you want to feel that power. You want to feel how that thing handles. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it doesn't doesn't mean I don't like him. I love him. Like I said, he gets us wins, or we win games with him. That's all I can say. But it is tough to watch sometimes.
It is. All right, Andy, what do you got for us for something you have a love-hate relationship with?
My stinking cell phone. I can't imagine life without it, but I miss the simplicity of life before it.
You know, Andy, I love that one. That is a great one. Andy, good phone call there. I think a lot of us feel that way, especially when either you're bothered or you're distracted by it. It's a good one. All right, we'll get a winner for ComboCon today with your calls on this. You people, before we hand it off to the afternoon show, we'll see what they're up to today. And we'll get you caught up on some other things going on. The Phillies hot stove and the Sixers big return last night. Who was excited to see Paul George drop 9 points
Nobody.
Last night? Yeah, not me. All right, midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.